Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we wrap up the book of Jeremiah in our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
Dust chokes my lungs, a bitter spice mingling with the acrid tang of blood. Stones clatter around me, each thud a mocking echo of the fall of Jerusalem. My own people, faces twisted with hate, hurl these jagged pieces of their broken faith at me. The prophet they once revered, now a pariah, exiled, ostracized.
Blasphemer!
They spit, their voices a chorus of rage.
Enemy of God!
I taste iron on my lips, but it's not just from the rocks. It's the metallic tang of a life spent spitting truth into faces contorted with denial. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, the words twisting in my gut like a prophet's bitter bread. Plans not for vengeance, but for hope, for a new covenant etched not on clay tablets, but on hearts. Oh, how many hearts have I tried to touch? In sun-baked Judean hills, I stood, a lone sentinel against the rising tide of idol worship. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, I preach, a sapling reaching for the heavens, whose confidence is in him. But their roots snaked deep into the soil of Baal and Asherah, their leaves rustling with whispers of false promises. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, I'd lament, the words a mirror reflecting the abyss within myself. Who was I to judge their clay when mine own clay, before it was even formed, was destined for prophecy's burden? I appointed you a prophet to the nations. God's voice echoes in the dusty silence, a whisper amidst the storm. A mantle woven from thorns, a calling that tasted like ashes and salt. And yet, I walked. From Anathoth's whispering fields to Jerusalem's teeming streets, I spoke of a love that wouldn't break, a covenant written in ink that wouldn't fade. I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah, the promise thrumming in my veins like a forbidden song. I will put my law within their minds and write it on their hearts. But oh, how hard it is to carve words on stone, let alone hearts turned to flint. Every prophecy, a searing brand on their souls, met with jeers and threats. Call to me and I will answer you. The Lord's voice, a lifeline cast to a drowning man, a whisper in the whirlwind of their scorn. But their ears, plugged with waxen idols, could hear only the clinking of temple coins and the seductive whispers of false gods. And I, the solitary voice crying in the wilderness, found myself cast out, exiled to this sun-bleached land of sand and sorrow. Yet even here, in the shadow of pyramids built on stolen dreams, the word burns within me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. God's voice, a fire in the desert's furnace. And before you were born, I set you apart. The stones rained down, each one a punctuation mark in the poem of my suffering. But the pain, though real, is not the defining verse. The ink that bleeds within me is not fear, but defiance. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, the Lord promises, a beacon in the encroaching darkness. These stones, they cannot silence the whispers in my soul. They may break my bones, but they will not break the covenant written in fire. For Jerusalem may lie in ruins, her streets choked with ashes, but her spirit, like a phoenix from the pyre, will rise again. I see it. A vision shimmering in the desert heat, a city rebuilt not on the backs of slaves, but on the foundation of a new covenant, a city where God's law blossoms in every heart, a city where love, not idolatry, reigns supreme. And even if these stones bury me here in this foreign land, my words will be carried on the wind, seeds scattered across the barren fields of their souls. One day they will sprout, tiny green shoots of repentance pushing through the hard-packed earth of denial. they will find me, their hearts echoing the words I spoke so long ago. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you to me in unfailing kindness.
For even in this dust, even in this blood, hope flickers. The voice of the Lord, still a whisper in the storm, but growing louder, promising a dawn beyond the desert night. And I, the prophet of ashes, raise my bloodied face to the sun, a broken vessel overflowing with the hope of a new day.
Let the stones fall. Let them bury me.
For even from the grave the word of God will bloom, a testament to a love that endures, a promise that even in the face of betrayal, even etched in blood and dust, remains unbreakable. They drag me away, my body a battered tapestry of bruises and welts, my voice hoarse from screaming promises they refuse to hear. But the desert wind, that harsh harbinger of sand and silence, becomes my chorus, carrying my words beyond the angry mob, beyond the borders of Egypt, across the vastness of despair.
Fear not, for I am with you. God's voice whispers, a balm on my wounds. And I find fear melting away, replaced by a fierce burning hope. For even though I may die here, a nameless prophet in a forsaken land, my purpose was never just survival. It was to plant seeds, to awaken hearts, to become a living tapestry, woven with the threads of God's enduring love. And perhaps that is enough. Perhaps, like the almond tree, ever watchful by the water's edge, I too have stood sentinel, my heart rooted in faith, my branches heavy with the words of truth. Perhaps, like the broken yoke, I have offered not burden, but the promise of a lighter way, a journey shared with God. I close my eyes, the sting of sand in my lashes a baptism of sorts. In the desert's hush, I hear voices, not of the angry mob, but of whispering children. Children playing in the streets of a rebuilt Jerusalem. Children whose hearts know the melody of a new covenant. Children singing of a love that will not break. They are the echoes of my words, born on the wind, finding fertile ground in hearts softened by time and sorrow. They are the testament to a promise kept, a city reborn from ashes, a love blooming in the desert's heart. And as the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of forgiveness and hope, I smile. For even though my body may crumble, even though my voice may fade, the word of God will live on. It will bloom in the tears of the penitent, dance in the joy of the redeemed, and echo in the laughter of children whose hearts beat with the rhythm of a love that endures. Let the stones fall then. Let them bury me in this foreign sand. For even from the darkest tomb, the word of God will rise, a phoenix reborn, a testament to a prophet who spoke truth to power, who dared to hope even in the face of despair, who, in his brokenness, became a vessel of a love that will forever bind God and humanity. This is my legacy, etched not in stone, but in the hearts of those who come after, a whisper on the wind, a promise carried on the wings of hope. This is the song of Jeremiah, the prophet of ashes, the singer of a dawn that even now breaks over the horizon.
God had delivered Judah from destruction on countless occasions, but his mercy was at its end. Jeremiah writes of King Nebuchadnezzar conquering Judah and making it subject to him. After further rebellion, God brought Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian armies back to destroy Judah and Jerusalem. Jeremiah had a most difficult message to deliver. The prophet loved Judah, but he loved God much more. As painful as it was for him to deliver a consistent message of judgment to his own people, Jeremiah was obedient to what God told him to do and say. The prophet hoped and prayed for mercy from God for Judah, but also trusted that God was good, just, and righteous. We too must obey God, even when it is difficult, recognize God's will is more important than our own desires, and trust that God, in his infinite wisdom and perfect plan, will bring about the best for his children. Join us next time as we transition to the Book of Lamentations.